Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey!
Happy Wednesday.
Oh, man, is it going to be a happy Wednesday today.
Happy day of fall.
Yeah, well, it's fall, Sarah. Okay.
You didn't tell. You couldn't tell online. Everyone posting fall photos and saying what weather it is, and everyone having soup for dinner. It's like still 70 something. Like, chill.
Yeah, today's a little bit warmer than it was yesterday. High of 80 today, but
no rain. I don't think.
No rain. Yeah,
yeah,
that's the good news. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I thought it was supposed to rain all day yesterday, but it didn't. Worked out actually very nicely. Today is Celebrate Bisexuality Day.
Nice.
It was great for me because I am bisexual. I have sex twice a year.
Wow. You need to throw one of those cha-ching things.
I forget. People can't
there
see
you
my
go.
Facial reactions.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I guess, I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, I kissed a cross-dresser in Mexico once. So that counts, right? I mean, it was not. I mean, no, I mean,
I love that story.
I mean, it was just. I mean, yeah. I mean, that counts. I mean, I didn't realize, but then after a while, I was like, wow. I was like, homegirl's got 5 o'clock shadow.
I sometimes wonder what that story was when it actually happened.
Oh, right.
And,
probably
and how
nothing
much
like
through
it.
The years has changed. Because you've told that story since the day I met you.
No,
and
Sarah,
honestly, I don't believe
no,
you.
No, it hasn't changed.
I think that
it
started,
Sarah,
and then it's grown.
No, I'm gonna give you the 1 minute version. You're right, I promise.
Yeah,
in high school, growing up on the border in El Paso, we'd go to Juarez, and underage, of course, and we would hit the bars there, and there was an area right behind those bars. There was like adult like strip clubs and a place like that. And there was one called Go-Go Girls. Mm-hmm. And Go-Go Girls wasn't girls. It was cross-dressers.
It was girls with a U. Go-Go Girls.
Yeah. And we didn't realize. And I was there with a couple guys from the soccer team. And so we were all hanging out. And we were treated like gods there. And we're like, wow, we're only like 18, 17 or 18. And, you know, we had girls sitting in our laps wanting to talk to us. And no girls ever wanted to talk to us in our lives. And it's just, this is great. I'm buying buckets of Dos Equis for this girl sitting on my lap. And then she, like, goes down to kiss me. And I kissed her. And then I started feeling my watch getting loose. And so she's attempting to rob me and steal my watch while I'm under the influence. And then like the stage lights, you know, like it like bars, like it's like lights red, yellow, green, like they all just start hitting her face. And I just start looking up, and I was like wow. And I'm like, you're not a girl. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, and you're trying to steal my watch. And I look back at my guys, my boys, is like, say, hey, we gotta get out of here. And they're like full-blown making out with all these girls. I'm like, well, I'll let him finish up and then we'll get out of here. But I was like, all right. And I told her, I was like, hey, I was like, I appreciate the company, but I got to get going. So, I mean, it was an experience.
Was that the case for all the women, or was it just you just got lucky?
Oh, no. It was all of them.
All of them, yeah.
We went into, yeah. I mean, you know, we didn't know. I mean, everything was in Spanish. Then I learned Spanish. And then I realized what type of bar it was. Kids learn Spanish before you cross the border and go party, if that's not your thing.
Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We appreciate you having us on. Alex did something really good, but when you do something good, is it negated if you want to make sure everybody sees you doing it, or is a good deed a good deed? He'll tell that story up next right here on Mix.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Listen to this. I read that Walmart is going to start delivering COVID-19 test kits by drone. Yep. The good news, there's a new COVID drone from Walmart. The bad news, it's being operated by an 85-year-old greeter.
I got to share this one conversation that I had with my kids on Sunday morning. Of course, it was breakfast for champions. We were going to Whataburger / Starbucks at 8 a.m.
All right.
My wife wanted to sleep in a little bit. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to take the kids and pick up some Whataburger at Starbucks. On our way, and by the way, I live off of a Slaughter and Brody. So I hit up that Slaughter, Whataburger, and Starbucks right there in South Austin. And on the sidewalk, there was a man, probably in his 20s, 30s. He was obviously homeless. He had one shoe on. And he had, like, his stuff, like a bag, and he was shuffling through it. And he didn't look like he'd been homeless for a long time, but it looked like someone was up. And so my son points out from the back seat. He's like, oh, hey, look at that guy. He only has one shoe on. And so I was like, yeah. And then they kept on asking me, why does he only have one shoe on? And I was like, yeah. I was like, you know, it's just the dude going through some hard times, guys. And, you know, decisions, you know, he made some bad decisions along the way, possibly, or just something bad. Or, I mean, just lost it all. It's just, it's tough. I said, that's why we got to be thankful for everything we have. I mean, we look down and we have shoes on our feet.
Absolutely.
You know, I said, that guy right there probably can't go inside Whataburger or go inside Starbucks to use the restroom because you have to have shoes on. And they're like, oh man. So we're leaving Starbucks. We pass that guy going home again. My son's like, dad, there's a guy without a shoe again. Something just didn't feel right. I'm just like, man, you know, I'm almost home. And I said, guys, we're going to do something good right now. You ready?
Oh boy.
My kid's like, yeah, what are we going to do? I said, well, I wear Toms all the time, and yeah. I have about like 27 of them. So what's one pair to give?
Uh-huh.
I looked down. I had my navy blue ones that I had just bought, though. So I was like, oh, man. But I said, we got to do this. I got to do this. And they're like, what are you going to do? I was like, I'm going to give him my shoes. He needs my shoes. He needs shoes to go on through the day, not just for walking, but getting in the places. And they're like, dad, you're going to be barefoot? And I said, yeah, I got some more at home. Don't worry, we're good. So I pull into the Starbucks parking lot where I saw him last, and I got my mask, and I didn't get the kids out, close the door, because you just never know. Put my mask on, took my shoes off, and said, here. And I gave them to the guy, said, here, bro, you need these more than I do. And the guy was like, man. And he was just, no. I'm like, no, just take them. And
so I don't want these.
Yeah,
I'd be like, Tom's, really?
I mean, I was like, you know, take what you, I mean, beggars can't be choosers right now, like literally, but I was like, here you go, man. And so what's funny is that there's this super long line at Starbucks of people getting their coffee, and I'm doing good, but this is the horrible part of me. I made sure I walked back to the car very slow, and I made sure I walked out very slow because I wanted to go viral so bad for doing what I did. And I have not seen myself online. I'm not viral yet, but hey, we did a good thing. Someone has a pair of shoes and can use the restroom now.
I mean, you really did a good deed, because when you bought a pair of Toms, he gave a pair to a kid in need. So now you just gave your
literally
actual Toms to a man in need.
I really, really did.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Louisiana man pleaded guilty last week to weapons charges after police discovered during an arrest that he had stashed a loaded handgun in his buttocks. When asked if he had a gun license, he said, yeah, keep looking.
I just moved into a brand new house. It was a labor of love because I have spent the last year of my life preparing for this, building it from ground zero. But designing every aspect of it and watching it all kind of come together. And finally, we moved in. I've been very excited about it. And I know the first thing that Sarah did when we actually made the purchase is she went online and checked to see how much it was sold for, because Sarah loves to do that. She loves to find out the price. Right.
Well, I just want to see how much more money you're being paid than I am. See what kind of house you can afford.
Oh, no way. But Sarah, the weird thing is, though, that you go like look at condos for sale, and you're not even in the market to get a condo. You just like to see what they go for. You're weird when it comes to like houses for sale.
If I'm in a neighborhood and I go to someone's home, then I want to see the rest of the neighborhood and how much houses cost.
So I decided I was going to put together a little game called Radio Zillow, where I will read you a listing from here in the Austin metropolitan area, tell you exactly where it is. You tell me how much you think the home is priced at.
This is Sarah's dream come true. This is her dream game, bro.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yes.
First, I'll tell you this is a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 2,160 square feet.
Okay.
3-bedroom, 3-bath, 2,100 square feet. Here's the listing.
Okay.
Wow! Incredible value in a prime location. Don't miss this well-maintained home with bright open floor plan down and spacious bedrooms and bonus game room up. New carpet, vinyl plank, fresh paint, and new HVAC. Enjoy evening shade and beautiful sunsets on the back patio, nestled near Palmer's Tech Corridor with Samsung, Dell, and many other major employers nearby. Many exciting developments, including a new idea school and the upcoming, quote, domain-like East Village ATX. The future is bright. See it today.
Is this a new home?
This is Pflugerville? Well,
clearly, it's not a new home because everything is renovated. Fresh paint, new HVAC, new carpet, vinyl plank.
Any chance you can give us a year, or is that not part of the game?
This home was built in 2005.
Oh, okay.
2005.
And you said Palmer. Is it in Pflugerville? You said east, so is it east of I-35 in Pflugerville?
Sharon has an Austin address.
Okay. Are there trees in the yard?
Oh, my God. He said there was shade, dude.
He said shade, but does that mean like
yes, it means
tree.
No, it means there's a kid with an umbrella
Mary
holding
Poppins
over here.
Mary Poppins is standing
I mean,
out
come
front.
Come on, Sarah. It's trees. Leaves.
Yes,
come
there
on.
Are trees out
when
front.
When they
yes.
say enjoy yes. the sunset, I mean, come on.
No, it
you
said
say
shade, Sarah.
Shade.
It said shade. Where yes. do you expect shade from? It's
there
not
are
a canopy.
Trees. Three bedroom, three bath in the Tech Corridor. What is the asking price of this 2005 home?
Man, in my head it was more east, but you're talking like right below 183, right? In that Tech Corridor?
All right, Sarah, I'll do my best to yes. try to describe exactly where this is. It okay. is at Harris Branch Parkway and East Palmer Lane.
Okay.
Does that help at all?
That does not help me.
Oh,
but that's
are you
okay.
serious? I know exactly where it is, and I have a number ready for you.
Is it below 183? South of 183?
Sarah, it is far east of 183.
Oh, man. 183, by the way, confuses me because it, like, is going north-south sometimes, and sometimes it's going east-west. I am totally confused where this is.
183 so is getting predominantly north-south.
Yeah, it goes east-west when it crosses 35.
Correct.
I'm going to go 324.
Ah.
324,000. I was starting at 289, but because it's an Austin address, I'm upping it. I'm not feeling very confident.
Alex Franco?
I mean, you nailed it when you said Tech Corridor. You know, you said all big companies like Samsung and all that, and it is northeast, and it's a newer home. And I was thinking immediately.
Well, it's 15 years old. Is that newer?
Yeah, because there's okay. a lot of homes that are, the you know, from the 90s or 80s, you know, that are going for way much. I'm going to say $349,000.
349 for Alex, 324 for Sarah, and the asking price of the three-bedroom, three-bath, 2,100-square-foot home nestled near Palmer's Tech Corridor is
$259,000. Oh, my God. That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We were so off. Dude.
Oh, I should have. Oh, no. We're horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Want to play again?
Yeah.
We'll do it in 3 minutes on Mix 94.7. All right, let's play again. Radio Zillow, because Sarah loves to find out the price of homes in and around the Austin area. So what I'm going to do is describe a home that is listed for sale. All right. Give you the neighborhood, as much information as I can about the home, and then you will decide how much the home is listed for. This next home is three bedrooms, four baths, 3,813 square feet.
Damn.
Okay, again, 3,813 square feet. Here is the description. Beautiful custom home on corner lot and cul-de-sac in Old Lakeway. Live oaks galore and courtyard greet you. Exposed beams, wood-burning fireplace, ooh, large living room with open kitchen concept, granite countertops and custom cabinets, three bedrooms, two and a half baths and study with a three-car garage.
Damn! Ooh.
Master down with two bedrooms and second living room up. Outdoor pergola. Stonework, extended patio, wrought iron fence, and quality craftsmanship throughout. Must see beauty. All right, y'all, what is the asking price of this gorgeous Old Lakeway home?
Does it say the acreage?
Why, yes, Sarah, it does. This gorgeous home sits on 0.34 acres.
Doesn't sound like a lot.
Okay.
This house was built in 2003. I know you didn't ask that, but I'm going to tell you.
I was going to ask, so thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, and you would tell us if there was a pool.
I would tell you if there was a pool, Sarah.
Okay. All right.
All right. Oh, man.
I got an answer for you.
I have two numbers in my head. I'm going $589.
$589 for this gorgeous home in Old Lakeway.
No,
$589,000. Oh, okay. $589,000 for this beautiful Old Lakeway home. I will tell you, it is stunning. Absolutely stunning. All right, Alex Franco.
It's funny. I was going to say $599, so Sarah and I are on it, but my other thought was $699. I got to go a little higher. So I will go $699,000.
The three-bedroom, four-bath, 3,813 square foot home in the corner lot and cul-de-sac in Old Lakeway with live oaks galore and a courtyard to greet you has a listing price of $809,000.
Dude, oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's awesome.
All right, let's do one more. See if you guys can actually get a little closer, okay? The game is called Radio Zillow. This next home is a five-bedroom, four-bath, 3,475 square feet.
All right.
The description is as follows. Amazing. One and a half story, five bedroom, four down, three and a half bathroom home on a huge tree lot in highly sought after Wood Glen subdivision with fabulous upgrades throughout. This entertainer's delight home features an in-ground pool and hot tub, as well as a large yard and huge patio nicely situated on a quiet corner of a cul-de-sac.
Wow.
Another cul-de-sac home. The inside has been totally updated with a gourmet kitchen that is open to the living room and breakfast area, and the master has a walk-in shower. Downstairs game room and half bath and door leading to pool. Y'all, this is a beautiful five-bedroom, four-bath, 3,475 square feet home in the lovely city of Round Rock, Texas. What is the asking price of this home?
A lot.
$525,000.
Are you kidding? Dude, that's a $900,000 home.
Keep in mind, it's in Round Rock where things are a little bit more affordable, Alex.
Are they still, though? I mean, Round Rock's expensive now.
I will also tell you that this home was built in 2002. That is, according to my calculations, 18 years ago.
Okay, $799.
$799 for Alex Franco.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, repeat your guess, please.
$525,000.
The listing price of this amazing five-bedroom home in Round Rock, Texas is $585,000!
Oh, my God. Sarah, you cheated.
Well, it's because my stepdaughter's best friend lives in Wood Glen, so I look up the house prices all the time.
Oh, my God, you are creepy.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Time magazine revealed its annual list of the 100 most influential people in a special last night. They don't rank them from 1 to 100. They just lump them into categories like leaders, icons, artists, and pioneers. I chose a few of the most recognizable names on the list, but okay. You can text trending to 51993 to see it all. For pioneers, I thought this was really interesting. One that stood out to me, Megan Thee Stallion, was listed one of the most influential, and I get it.
Look at time going, all cool.
She definitely needs to be on the list, for sure. It's interesting that she's under the word pioneer.
For artists, here are some of the ones that stood out. The Weeknd, Halsey, Jennifer Hudson, Selena Gomez, Michael B. Jordan, and comedian Ali Wong. Leaders, not a big surprise here. Dr. Anthony Fauci is on the list of Time's most influential people. President Trump, of course. Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts as well. For Titans, Gabrielle Union and her husband Dwayne Wade.
Ah.
Tyler Perry, yes, and Texan and Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Nice.
For icons, no big surprise, the founders of Black Lives Matter. Some of these other selections for Time's most influential people under the category icons, mm-hmm. I found to be rather interesting. Billy Porter from Pose.
Yes. I think he's such an icon right now. His red carpet wear, he's always wearing these beautiful different types of, so maybe you could say the guy who's his stylist or woman who's his stylist is an icon.
Okay. Soccer star Megan Rapinoe. I get that. And yeah. Tennis star Naomi Osaka.
Is that the one that beat one of the sisters?
Yeah, might have been.
The and young one.
That makes yes, sense. Yeah. Yes. All right. Again, text trending to 51993 for the entire list of Time's most influential people.
When I was watching Dancing with the Stars, immediately I thought, wow, Carole Baskin of Tiger King fame is going to be the first one gone. But then I saw former NBA player Charles Oakley dance, and I said, nope, he will be the first one gone. He was awful. Carole Baskin, by the way, she got 11 out of 30, and I was like, I have no faith in her. She's gone. And her personality was like, eh. I'm like, no way she sticks around. Last night, by the way, she was a slight improvement. She got a 16 out of 30, and guess who the bottom two were? It was Carole Baskin and Charles Oakley.
Harry Ann. Which couple would you like to save?
The couple I want to save, because they did better this week in their dance, is Carole and Pasha.
All right, Bruno.
Wow.
Which couple would you like to save?
I have to save Charles and Emma.
Wow. We are split. We need a quick answer from you, Derek. Quick. You got to break this.
Hi, Derek. Thanks a lot, guys.
Quick, Derek.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, quick.
We need an answer now. We're live, Derek.
Charles,
we're live.
I love you so much. The couple I'm going to save is Carole and Pasha.
Wow. All right. Well, let's hear it one last time.
Of course they're going to save Carole Baskin.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Because they know that's what people are watching for.
That's right. Exactly why my wife watched last night. She was like, I got to see who gets voted off. I bet you it's Carole Baskin. I'm like, no way. She's getting a run for her money right now. By the way, do you remember, if you watched week one, you saw that commercial of Don Lewis, her former husband that passed away. The lawyer for Don Lewis's family put an ad on, like a 6-second ad, asking for help and clues and tips to call this phone number. And that has actually generated hundreds of tips with legit tips, the lawyer was saying. By the way, they have a full ad that's a little longer than a minute, and that's already gotten 1 million views on YouTube.
Man, if she gets busted for this?
I mean, seriously.
New show, Dancing with the Bars. It's a prison joke, Sarah.
It's a prison joke. Got it. Not that she's going to be drinking in bars. She'll actually be behind bars.
There you go. Behind bars. You got
it. All right. So it is the end of September, and that means new television shows. Tonight, The Masked Singer is back, and also their brand new show that's kind of a spinoff of that called I Can See Your Voice. Ken Jeong is the host, and here's how it works. It's so confusing to me. Some good singers are mixed in with impersonators who can't hold a note. Then the contestant tries to guess who the real singer is before hearing any of their voices. So basically, it's the complete opposite. We're judging them based on looks to decide if they can sing well.
So I think I have it figured out.
Okay.
They hear their voice before they see them. Then they turn around and see them, and they have to guess which one of the people the voice came out of.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. But, like, doesn't that sound mean in some ways?
Nah, not at all.
I guess in my head, some of them were going to sing bad, and then you flipped your chair, and you're like, he looks like he sings bad.
It's fine. You know, okay. Look, if they're going to go on the show, they know what they're getting themselves into. I think it's cute.
It'll be interesting, that's for sure.
Cute.
Also, on Netflix, Millie Bobby Brown has a brand new show that you can start streaming today. She's playing Sherlock Holmes' sister. It's called Enola Holmes. So also Henry Cavill's in it.
All right. Very good. Time Magazine's most influential people, Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Trump, and Joe Biden. No big surprises there. Somehow, Carole Baskin was not the first person eliminated on Dancing with the Stars. And tonight, a couple of big shows, the fourth season premiere of The Masked Singer on Fox, and one of the judges from that show, Ken Jeong, is going to host a new show called I Can See Your Voice immediately following. That is what's trending. For those stories and more, text trending to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning, and thank you so much for listening.
Booker, Alex, Sarah. Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Well, this isn't good. After launching less than 6 months ago, the streaming platform Quibi is now exploring a potential sale. Quibi actually announced that they were for sale a few months ago, but no one saw it.
You're dating someone that you really like, and then they do something that makes you go, ooh. Was that really, really sweet, or was that super creepy? We're here to help you out. It's called Keeper or Creeper.
Are they a keeper or a creeper? Na, 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 na.
Hey, Alex.
Alex and Sarah. Hey. Say hi to Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
Good morning. Hey, okay, so you are in a situation where you don't know if they're a keeper or a creeper, but we got to know what happened and made you think that.
Yeah, okay, so I want to know if y'all think it's creepy that he spends literally 5 to 10 minutes in the bathroom mirror every night flexing his muscles and posing and doing like bodybuilder poses and checking out his body.
Okay, now what does he look like? Is he yoked up?
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, like he's hot. Like he's got thick body he works hard.
Fine.
The first time, great body. And the first time he did it, like I thought it was a joke because he's not a bodybuilder, you know? And I kind of like laughed and kind of like a little snort came out while I was waiting for him. And he kind of, his bathroom's in his bedroom. So he like looked over to me and kind of looked confused. And I just never brought it up again. But now it's like every time I sleep at his house, it's like a whole thing.
Do y'all mind if I pop in here? If he is not a douchebag in any other department, like if he is nice and treats you well and is courteous and has good style and all that stuff, then that would not bother me at all. I do that all the time, and I have a dad bod. There is nothing remotely sexy about me. Yeah, just for fun, I'll walk off. Well, because I'm looking for anything, right? I'm like, well, at least I got a little bit of muscle right there. I'll look for any reason to try to make myself feel a little bit better. So if I actually did look good, I'd be flexing all the time. So if he's good to you and not a douche, then he's a keeper for sure. Keeper. Sarah Osborne?
I mean, I'm with you. I would have a hard time not laughing, I'll be honest. Like, it would become my favorite thing, and then I'd want to, like, film it for my friends. Because I'd be like, guys, look what he does every night. It's like his signature move, and I think I'd roll my eyes at it. But again, if he's nice at every other thing, then he's a keeper.
All right, Alex Franco, what do you say?
I mean, everything that you guys have been saying is dead on. And I mean, I'm almost this guy, except I'm not all yoked and stuff. But I'm looking for, like, the best pose and which light hits and how it, you know what I mean? It's like I'm looking for what's going to make me look best. You know what I'm saying? And I think if he is not douchey, but he's, like, ripped and jacked and does this, there's nothing more sexier than being with someone that is confident like that. Again, if they are nice to you. But if you're dating someone with that kind of confidence, oh, that is a key. Keeper, my friend.
Wow. I mean, three overwhelming keepers. Just videotape it, show it to your friends, laugh about it. But if he looks good and he's sweet to you,
I got a sexy hot keeper.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are they a keeper or a creeper? Na 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 na.
Flex it. This one's a keeper.
His current record is 1,481 wins with 125 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Kat. Kat lives in Spicewood. She's working from home in Spicewood. She works in finance, by the way. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Feast, Booker!
Kat, hey!
Hi!
Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning. Are you ready? Are you nervous? Are you scared?
A little bit. I was actually on your show last year, so I'm not as nervous as the first time, so I think I'm going to beat you this time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? 2020, it's like throw all caution in the wind and just say screw it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, good luck. Let's see if you can beat me. I'm going to lead the room right now. Sarah's about to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same 5. And obviously, you know the rules. We play before. All right.
Okay, great.
All right. Kat, Mr. Brad Booker is out. Vidor, good luck.
Thank you.
Question number 1. Kendra Scott is going to be a guest shark on the upcoming season of Shark Tank, which is back on Friday, October 16th. What permanent shark owns a basketball team here in the state of Texas?
Mark, I know his first name.
You got it,
Mark, is it Cuban? Mark Cuban?
Okay. I found a list of the 10 most popular costumes for adults. Witch, vampire, cat, Batman, ghost. They're all on there. What's not on there surprises me. I thought everybody would go as Joseph Allen Maldonado Passage, otherwise known as a guy that was on a very, very popular Netflix show this year. He went by a stage name.
Oh, is it that? I'm going to say Breaking Bad?
Okay.
I don't know.
This Is Paris. The official documentary is out now on YouTube. Paris Hilton has all her money because her grandfather founded what?
Oh, the Hilton Hotel.
Harry Styles wrote Falling in just 20 minutes while wearing just a shower towel with a songwriter named Thomas. His band, One Direction, got their start on what reality show?
I have no idea.
Finally, Ben Platt turns 27 years old tomorrow. He was the lead of what mega hit Broadway show? Starts with the word deer.
Oh, I don't know that one either. Sorry.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
She got two right.
Two right?
Mm.
Okay, so I need three.
Mm.
According to my
better
math.
Than the first time, I only got one right.
Oh, look, you're getting better.
Getting better. Kendra Scott is going to be a guest shark on the upcoming season of Shark Tank, which is back on Friday, October 16th. What permanent shark owns a basketball team here in the state of Texas?
Mark Cuban.
Yes.
Yep.
I found a list of the 10 most popular costumes for adults this Halloween. Witch, vampire, cat, ghost, they're on there. Boring, boring stuff. What I was surprised was that not everybody wants to be Joseph Allen Maldonado Passage, who goes by a stage name that's completely different. Very popular person on a popular Netflix show this year.
Yeah, the Tiger King.
Yeah, is that his name, though?
Oh, I actually
Joe
that.
Exotic.
Thank you. This Is Paris. The official documentary is out on YouTube. She has all her money because her grandfather founded what?
Hilton Hotels.
Yes. Harry Styles wrote Falling in just 20 minutes while wearing just a shower towel with a songwriter named Thomas. His band, One Direction, got their start on what reality show?
Was it The X Factor? Or was it Britain's Got Talent? Or was it Pop Idol? These are all questions I often ponder myself.
I'm sure you do.
Sarah, I'm going to say, and I'm sorry for all you One Directioners screaming at your radio right now. I'm going to say X Factor UK.
Correct. And it was because they didn't go in as a band. They went in as individuals, and Simon Cowell put them together. Finally, Ben Platt turns 27 years old tomorrow. He was the star of what very popular Broadway show that starts with the word deer?
Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes. 5 out of 5.
Mm.
Thank you so much for playing. Do appreciate it. Better luck in 2021.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. It was fun playing. My name is Kat from Spicewood, and I can't beat the...
Good try.
This is going to be fun. Suzanne is asking for our help in connecting her with a guy that used to work at her office. Now, she was not exactly his boss, but she was in management. And because of that, she wasn't allowed to go out with him. Now that he doesn't work there anymore, unfortunate casualty, but possible fortunate acquisition on her part, we are going to see if he's interested. Problem is, she thinks he thinks that she is a mean bee. See how this all plays out in Misconnections, and it's on the way next on Mix 94.7 or streaming on your phone or smart speakers in the radio.com app.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Scientists have discovered a noxious gas on Venus that's a sign of life. Of course, here on Earth, a noxious gas is a sign of a nearby Arby's.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Missed Connections on Mix 94.7.
All right. Helping those that missed out on the chance to find that special somebody, because we all need more love, don't we, guys?
Amen.
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Suzanne.
What's up, Suzanne?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So I like this. Okay, Suzanne, tell us why you're trying to track down Daniel.
Okay. All right, I'm kind of nervous about this. But yeah, he's this guy at my work, right, who was laid off 3 weeks ago. And I wasn't his boss, but I do hold a higher position than him. And so it always made kind of the dynamic a little bit awkward, but I thought he was really hot. But my office is against, you know, inner office dating. So I just, it wasn't ethical to flirt with him if, you know, nothing could happen there. I didn't want to lead him on. And so I just ignored him, you know, and I figured that he thought I was probably rude. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like he thinks I might be a bitch or something. But he no longer works for the company, you know? So now I'm like, well,
so now game on.
I want a date.
Yeah.
You'd like to promote him to a different position altogether.
Yeah. Not in the company though. Hey, question. It's funny. You bring up the fact that like your company doesn't promote and doesn't like inner office dating, but is there any office that does where it's like cool and it's not frowned upon?
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know that any office loves it, but
yeah,
I think there are some that just like, it's no big deal.
Like, in our company, I feel like we could date anybody we wanted. Not that there's any options anymore, because basically everybody.
We have like four people that work in our office now. But
like,
yeah, I agree with you, Sarah. And restaurants.
I don't think it'd be a big deal. Oh, yeah.
I mean, restaurants are a breeding ground for dating.
Yep.
I mean, that's all you do when you work at a restaurant. Yeah. You date other people.
Yeah.
Same with bars and stuff.
Cruise ships, I heard, are also. Well,
cruise
back in the day.
Ships. I mean, you date your brother on a cruise ship. That's just like a hotbed of infidelity.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, Suzanne has been kind enough to give us Daniel's number. So we're going to see if we can't give Daniel a new job, and that's to take Suzanne out.
Yeah.
See if he's interested. The problem is, though, the thing that we have to be really careful with is Suzanne feels like Daniel probably thinks that she's a bee. So we don't want that. We got to make sure that he knows that you're actually very sweet. You just didn't talk to him because you thought he was hot.
Yeah, I was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, of course. It's good for you.
HR style.
Hang on just a second. Let's connect him. Good morning, Daniel.
Hello?
Hey. So this is really good news. There is a woman that used to, well, I'll just tell you, Suzanne is on the phone. Suzanne, you used to work. She worked at your old company. And you know who I'm talking about? Manager?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I don't know what positions
you have there.
She said that she's in a, like a...
Higher than you. That doesn't sound good, does it?
Yeah, she was.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, how it's good. How have things been there?
Good. I'm sorry that you don't work with me anymore, but I'm also happy.
Hey.
Because...
Well, you won't pay his bills?
Well, I just... I thought I think you're cute and but I didn't talk to you because we're not supposed to, you know, talk. We're not supposed to have relationships not that I necessarily want to have a relationship. Anyway, let me help you out.
Hey, so Daniel, Suzanne has always thought that you're very attractive and she has intentionally avoided you because of that. And she's afraid that you might think that she is rude and just not cool, but the opposite is true. She has always really liked you. And with that being said, now that you no longer work there, she's hoping that you might be interested in going out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is just like, I'm trying to wrap my brain around all this. This is totally different than what I thought things were.
I mean, it's good news, though, right?
Yeah. I was always really attracted to her too. I just kind of assumed she hated me.
No, I didn't hate you.
Okay, I mean, just like you said, we're allowed to talk and stuff. We never really talk. I said I just like do something to offend you. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I get.
He's saying basically, I get what you're saying. Hey, okay, you didn't have to flirt with me, but you at least could have talked to me.
Like said hello, eye contact.
I know, but I don't think I would have been very good at that. I think it would have been pretty clear. I don't have a very good poker face.
Oh yeah, right.
I see. Okay. I mean, look, I'm down to go out. I mean, it's just taken me a minute to sort of adjust to the, like, I mean, it's whatever. It's been a weird year, so I'm getting used to things that
that don't really make a whole lot of sense.
It's funny. You nailed it, man. You nailed 2020, bro.
So, Daniel, yes, you'll go out?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. This is great.
Awesome. Yeah, you're right. It's a weird year, so why not just tack one more weird thing on top of it? It might end up working out. You never know.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving it a shot. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.